We've been asking filmmakers about the movies they never get tired of watching, including this one from one of the stars of the TV show Girls.
My name is Alex Karpovsky. I'm an actor and filmmaker, and the movie I've seen a million times is Punch Drunk Love, written and directed by P.T. Anderson, starring Adam Sandler.
You okay?
Yes.
Why are you wearing a suit?
I bought one. I thought it would be nice to get dressed for work, and I'm not exactly sure why.
I saw it with a friend of mine, and we both absolutely loved it and immediately started quoting it as we were walking out of the movie theater through the lobby. It was just, it immediately had a huge effect on us.
Yes, I'm still on hold.
It was really, really funny, but a lot of movies are funny. There was just something so unique about it. It was doing so many things at once, and it felt so daring and ambitious. Because of that.
Do you realize that the monetary value of this promotion and the prize is potentially worth more than the purchases?
I don't know.
It's about this character called Barry Egan, who's played by Adam Sandler, who is a very shy and introverted salesman of novelty toilet plungers.
We've been working on this, and we have a non-breakable handle, finally. Let me demonstrate for you. Okay, this was one of the old ones, so do we have a new one around, Lance?
And he's very angry, and a lot of his anger seems to be rooted in unresolved issues. He's got seven sisters, which are very concerned about his welfare, as probably they should be. And one of them introduces Barry to one of her friends.
This is Lena. She's a good friend of mine from work. We were in the neighborhood, and she had to pick up her car, and we're getting breakfast before we go in. So did you want to go? We're going to go eat. Let's go.
After a few stumbling blocks, they begin to sort of nurture a romance.
How's your business going? Do you settle that pudding?
The pudding is not a sales item.
On top of that, seeing him navigate down this road of love while simultaneously dodging four blonde brothers from Utah, these menacing gang led by Philip Seymour Hoffman that are trying to extort him for cash.
All right, when can you leave?
As soon as you want.
Well, I want you to go right away.
Whilst also simultaneously collecting a heroic amount of pudding in hopes that it will lead him to a million frequent flyer miles.
That's insane.
I'm guessing it was a mistake.
Just seems so playful and absurd and moving and funny and pretty magical. There's this scene about a third of the way through the film. Most of it occurs over this very abrasive, intense, percussive rhythm. One of Barry Egan's sisters storms into his warehouse, and she's talking a million miles a minute.
I
have a thing in my car. I can't find it, but I can get it and give it to you later.
This is beautiful schizophrenic cacophony of events and dialogue happening, but it's not disorienting. It's actually very seductive and engaging, and it's one of my favorite sequences in movies ever.
What is this pudding?
I don't know.
Why are they here?
It's not easy for me to express my emotions. There's a lot of issues and fears that I haven't fully come to terms with, and that's exactly what Barry is going through most of this film. He's trying to overcome all of these walls, and the way that they come down in these very lyrical, surreal ways is not only really funny, but I can completely relate to all of them.
That's actor Alex Karpovsky talking about the movie that he could watch a million times, Punch Drunk Love. Karpovsky currently stars on the hit HBO show Girls and the new film Red Flag, which he also wrote and directed. Coming up, African-American composer Margaret Bonds was born 100 years ago today. During the Harlem Renaissance, her collaborations with folks like Langston Hughes and Leontine Price drew rave reviews. But today, her work is largely forgotten.
It's amazing that people don't know who she was, although she was quite well known in her time.
Reflecting on the legacy of Margaret Bonds, that's next on Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News.